Welcome home, WNST. Taos of Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into what a week, man. Preakness, Orioles home all week, running between the raindrops. Ravens put a schedule together, which back when I was a real media member, this was like a sort of a high holy holiday to dictate whether I could come to your wedding, birth of your child, bar mitzvah, whether I could be the best man at your wedding. I mean, I had all sorts of obligations that I felt obligated. I missed my buddy's wedding in Mexico to see Steve Smith. So all of this goes into the schedule. And oh, by the way, they're running a little race on a Saturday out at Old Hilltop. Bob Baffert has been on the show this week. Donna Brothers has been on the show this week. And then we had an election on Tuesday. I stopped all of these interviews with Kenny Rice and Dick Girardi and all these racing people to run out and vote where nobody voted. I mean, there was nobody voting when I voted, right? They did give me a beautiful sticker with the Key Bridge on it, which I'm appreciative. I'm going to credit Wes for that or whoever did it. Wes's department. That's cool. It was nice. Whatever they spent on was worth it because my wife noticed it and it was nice. And anytime I think of the Key Bridge, it's nice for me. I'm from Dundalk. But there was an election. There was some aftermath. And, you know, this guy's not my political analyst, nor would I want him to be yours at this point. But we are going to have some fun. He is he is the follower of the American dream, who actually helped me with my taxes and situation. Literally, in the last 24 hours, I've needed Raskin Global and someone like Leonard Raskin in my life who's trying to, just like David Rubenstein's people, make me a grown-up at 55. We welcome him in. On Friday, by the way, Leonard, I know you're always bugging me for crab cakes and like where to go, and Oreo, and I'm bugging you. You want to come to the Oreo game and you're going to come. We've moved the Crab Derby from Wednesday to Friday because of the weather. The crabs don't like the rain.
Who does?
By the way, the PETA people called and threatened the Fadley's people that they should have mechanical crabs.
Oh my God.
Here we go. I know that would strike that would hit the Republic right in the heart of your Republicanness. that would hit the donkey and the elephant right where they need to hit. So nonetheless, on Friday, we have moved the Crab Derby because it's an outdoor plaza event. We've moved it to Friday. And by the way, in conjunction with the fact that we were already doing the radio show there, already giving away Pac-Man scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery, already talking about Freshwater Liberty Pure and our newest sponsor in Jiffy Lube MultiCare, sponsoring us on an annual basis, and we're appreciative of that because that's what we need around here to power the engine of freedom and free speech. And the they once called me Radio Free Dundalk. I'm now going to call myself Radio Free Venezuela because I have to embrace my Hispanicness to prove that I'm Hispanic. How are you? Life good with you?
Life is good, man. Life is good.
We had an election, man, and
we
like
had an
you
election.
And I are like.
Stunning.
We're unlikely friends in the real world because if we talked about politics, we'd hate each other.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe we love each other more. I've talked to your sister about politics, and your family doesn't agree with you, so it's fine.
No, everybody's got their own agenda and their own beliefs and likes and dislikes, and I just
But no better time to talk than the day after election.
No, I love election night. You know, I was talking with the boys home, and we were sitting watching election results, and it's just always fun to –
Does he share your politics, or has he gotten liberated out in Ohio?
He shares my politics for the most part, but he's gotten a little bit of touch of liberal. He fought it well for 4 years.
You know what's crazy is the touch. You're going to tell me the touch of liberal, and I'm going to chuckle at you. But what is amazing is it doesn't matter what your politics, and this leans toward you being wrong and me being right politically. But
yeah,
it leans toward every generation being more liberal than the last one.
Was it Churchill? I don't know the exact quote. I'll get it wrong. People will know exactly what he said.
Kids revolt, period.
Yeah, but he said I think it was Churchill, whoever the hell said it, Roosevelt, whatever. If you're a Republican before the age of 40, you have no heart. If you're a Democrat after the age of 40, you have no brain.
You know, that's nice. I'm going to, you know, that's not even mean. I was expecting far worse from you.
No, it's a famous quote, and I got it probably 98% correct, and I don't remember who the hell said it, but you can look it up because it's a classic traditional, you know, big old quote.
So my whole tone with you as you being a sponsor and me being appreciative of your sponsorship and you handling my money and, you know, and you having a golf tournament for charity 2 weeks from now, we're going to promote Mount Washington Pediatrics. But through all of that, I'm going to be flipping with you in the next 20 minutes because we're going to talk about politics. But first things first, before we turn the mic on, you were going through results and I was going through results. Literally, my wife woke up this morning kind of forgetting, had coffee and she said, Brandon won? And I'm like, yeah.
Hey, you know, I think the people of Baltimore said, the people in the city, and it wasn't, here's the thing that blows me away, and people talk, the media squawks, and people vote. Now, what was interesting or is interesting to me is very few people vote.
Nobody you know, you, votes. That's the first thing you realize.
The primary, I looked at the city numbers, and you see the small number of people that Brandon got votes from. And
33,000 was the number I saw, right?
And beat Sheila, right, by however many it was. The point is nobody votes. There's got to be more eligible voters in the city than that. Unless everybody's trying to avoid jury duty.
You know what? That makes you a really interesting political analyst in this, that the first thing that you bring up is
turnout.
Strone lost, Alsobrooks won. No. Where's Larry Hogan? Where's Robin Ficker? Oh, Johnny O's running against
nobody.
Kim Classic, you know?
Yeah,
so all of this, right? So and Trump got some votes, and people voted for Robin Ficker. What's wrong with you people? But nonetheless,
people voted for John Doe. People voted undeclared or uninterested. I think more uninterested than anything. And you know, everybody, here's the thing I love. All the pundits, again, all the talking heads, all the politicians. This is the most important election in our history. But the problem is now, it's like the boy that cried wolf. Every election we have now is the most important election in our history. And it's nonsense. They're all important and they're all irrelevant because, see, here's the thing that I believe. And you and I have talked Republican Democrat politics. That's fine. That is what it is. But I am firmly in the camp that we have a political class and then we have the public. And I don't care what party's in charge. The federal deficit has not gone down. Tax revenues are through the roof. The government's bringing in more money than it ever has. And as far as I'm concerned, it's theft. I hear people say that if the Trump tax cuts are made permanent, that there's a $5 trillion whatever nonsense cost of that plan. And I say, cost to who? Cost to who? Well, cost to the government. Well, the government doesn't have any money. They don't produce anything. They steal our money and use it for what whoever is in power wants to use it for. So to me, the only difference between a Democrat and a Republican in office is whether or not you like what they spend the money on, because neither of them are going to stop taking it. Nobody's going to come in and say, you can have your money back. Now, from a purely conservative standpoint, not Republican, forget Republican, conservative perspective of what the Constitution says and what the government does dramatically more at the federal level than they were ever intended to do. And it is so bloated and so big that one of my favorite lines, Ness, is when there's a snowstorm and DC or Maryland, the government shuts down because of the weather. And here's what they say. Here's what you hear on the radio or TV that you watch. Non-essential employees need not report. Well, I don't know about you, but in my business, I have no non-essential employees. If I have non-essential employees, that's called unemployment. That's a drain on my return. And so business does not operate with non-essential employees. Those are things that are called layoffs. The government never lays anybody off. It is so bloated. The bureaucracy is so big. The government does so much more than it was ever intended to do. Our founders are rolling over in their graves. And so I don't care Republican or Democrat. It really doesn't matter to me. The thing is, they're all taking our money. They're absorbing capital. And we have three. If you had a pie, let's make this a pie. There's three parts of the pie. You've got the government, business, and the consumer. There's only so much money. Okay, now they can print more. That's a bad thing. They can put more money in the system. That's a bad thing. But when the government takes more, business and consumers have less. It's very simple. So you and I try to get ahead. We try to produce our American dream. We try to have wealth and do the things we want to do for our families and charities and our future. And the more we try to get, the more government takes it away. They tax it. They confiscate it. There's all kinds of fees and charges and rules and regulations.
Sort of like dealing with a bank.
Yeah, they all...
Or Ticketmaster.
Yeah, see, that's the corporate side. They're trying to get their share too. But what happens when they get too big? Well, Bill Gates was famous in the late 80s, 90s. He was very famous in industry for not having any lobbyists. in Washington. He had nobody on his behalf at the company dedicated to lobbying. And then suddenly there were antitrust lawsuits brought, and there were big rules and regulations put on, and Microsoft lost a fortune in problems. And then suddenly they had the biggest lobbyist payroll in industry, and it all stopped. So you got the corporate class paying the ruling class to keep the ruling class out of their wallet. The consumer doesn't have lobbyists like that. They just get trounced. And whenever you hear,
right, when credit cards are 23%, nobody
cares. Right. Why are credit cards 23%? Because they're in Delaware. And who ran Delaware? A guy named Joe Biden. Why can't you file bankruptcy and knock out your student loans if you're bankrupt? Because Delaware and Sallie Mae are run by this guy whose name was Joe Biden. That's
See, you
why.
Like Delaware when you get your tax structure there, though, right?
That's right. They're corporate brilliant. It's corporate and creditor brilliant in Delaware. So is Nevada. So is Wyoming. There's some other states, South Dakota. There are other states that are also like that. But Delaware is a very favorable corporate state because they have great state law. And then, you know, suddenly we have a student loan crisis. So what does Joe do? Becomes president, lets all the rest of us pay for all the rich people's student loans. Who has tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loans? Not your mechanic, not the guy that owns WNST, not the guy that's your plumber, not the guy that's your roofer. It's your lawyer because they went to law school. It's your doctor who went to med school and couldn't afford it and borrowed $100,000, $200,000. And then Joe says, we're going to forgive
student loans.
Well,
that's
not
everybody. I'll push back on that. You know,
a lot of student loans.
I'm a Dundalk guy who had a nice ride because I went to community college and I didn't have student debt. And I worked at the
Baltimore
Sun. But
who does?
But I had a lot of friends that went to Towson or Loyola and wound up with 50 grand. That was tough for them and a tough situation.
Yeah, but what are they doing?
And a
what
job
do they do
that didn't,
after?
That didn't, right. A job that didn't come with the promise that even currently,
right.
Hey man,
who should pay that?
You've
wait,
got a
wait,
situation
wait.
When you're kicking out of college right
That's
now.
That's right.
It is interesting to see what kind of dough he would make to support the 60 grand a year cost to send him to college. I don't know what it even costs.
That's exactly right. No, you're right in range.
I guess
man.
60
out of
was
state,
right.
Out
so
of
it cost
state,
you a
Ohio
quarter of a
state.
Million dollars to send him to school. But
That's
you're a
right.
guy of means. If you're my dad could have never have done that.
Then
and
you
I
got to
would
borrow.
Been,
then you got to borrow for
then
it
you
if you
borrow.
Want to go. So now you borrow. And
or,
you get out
you
of college,
don't go. Or you
or
don't
you
go.
Don't go. That's
don't
right.
Go.
It's not for
and now
everybody.
I don't go, and now what am I doing? Something else.
Now you're a plumber, an electrician, a roofer. You start a business. You're an entrepreneur. You don't have to go to college to make a living in this world. You can make a really good living without
I
ever going to
I did all of
college.
That, and I got two billionaires here in my prime, a place that, you know, seek to silence me anyway. So, you know, so the political side of who the big guys write checks to.
Right, but my point
is
who's
story.
Getting their,
I mean, your whole
my
thing
point
started
is
with
who's
Trump
getting
trying
their
to buy an
loans.
election, right?
Yeah, who's
Literally.
getting their loans paid off? It's not plumbers. It's not electricians. It's doctors and lawyers. Okay, they have big debt.
And anybody who had the dream of going to college and came out
and
to yeah, I got
without
a degree
a job.
And I did my thing and it's because I went to the school for the arts and there's
That's
no
right.
job. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right. And
Like, so
now I'm an art teacher or a tattoo artist or a mural artist or something, and I'm not making enough to pay off these loans.
And I'm not picking on the, I mean, I'm an arts guy and like
no,
all of
I
that,
got it. Me
but
neither.
I often wonder when I hear young people.
But here's
and
my
I,
thing.
Here, hang on, Leonard.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I had an intern who was a college person a couple summers ago.
Yeah.
And I got an education, and my friend John Della Volpe was on with John Stewart earlier this week. He's a Facebook friend.
Okay.
He's an expert on Gen Z. You know, like
sure,
what your kid
sure.
will put up with and what he won't, and
right.
how old farts like us
we don't
hanging
know.
On ball game. You know, old baseball games and thinking we're cool. We're not the next generation. We need to understand them.
That's
I don't
right. That's
fully.
Right.
And I guess this is my point.
Yeah. It's
I've
a
had
whole
young people
demographic thing.
around and I hear, you know, I've had young people say I'm in college to become a journalist. I'm going here to be, and I'm thinking I would never tell you as a kid, because when you get out, you're going to be dealing with Mr. Rubenstein's people and Mr. Bisciotti's people, and they're going to excommunicate you unless you're on their side of the fence. And you're going to have, you know, being a journalist is not something I would want for my child, nor would he want for himself at 39 at this point,
right,
watching my roll through life. But I watch all these people aspire. So when I say arts, that can mean basket weaving. It's something that is a vocation that you aspire to, that they sell you a bunch of bougie about your English degree or this degree or that. Then you get out and there's no job for you.
Hang on.
And
time
you
out,
have $250,000 a day.
But here's the problem. It's because you can't get rid of the debt. The reason they can lay the debt on you like a chain around your neck, like an anchor, is because it is free and easy to borrow that money. You can borrow $200,000 to go to college. Go try borrowing $50,000 to start a business. Good
Impossible.
Luck.
Right.
Good luck. But why? Because if you borrow the 50 grand to start the company and fail, what do? You walk and the bank eats it. You can't walk from a student loan. It is non-dischargeable in bankruptcy. So the schools can charge all they want. The government and banks can lend all they want. And it's all government-backed because Joe Biden says you can't get rid of it in bankruptcy. Law passed when he ran Delaware. Okay, here's my point. If the bank had skin in the game, if the school was on the hook, you make me this promise, Micah, that I can get an arts degree, $200,000, and then I can get a job to pay off my loans. And if I can't, I can come back to you as the manufacturer of that degree and say, you owe me money. You can't do that. I go to the bank and say, I'm going to discharge my debt in bankruptcy. You can't do that. So the government putting its hand on that scale has cost Americans fortunes in kids who can't pay off their debt because they didn't get the job they were promised. And colleges laugh all the way to the real estate world, because guess what? You show me a college that doesn't have a crane on its campus, that isn't building more dorms and more buildings, and I'll show you a failing institution. They are not education centers. They are real estate companies, hedge funds disguised as colleges.
Now, now we're agreeing on
with
it. Now,
free
now
money,
you're coming around to
free money being poured into them by banks and the government to screw people that don't know any better.
I
don't
keep
think.
Saying to myself, even if I had means as you have to send your child to school because you've worked hard to be able to do that, there has to be the sensibility of like, what are you going to do when you get out?
That's right.
And
that's right.
And how
you have to have a plan.
Paid back.
You have
and
to
I don't
have a
know
plan.
That the whole system isn't flawed.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
I mean, so let
and
her
here's
ask
the
this.
Thing.
Listen, I want to go to the elections here for a
minute.
Oh
yeah,
too.
Sure. Let's talk. Yeah. Let's talk what happened here.
Give me
so we started with.
Give me the final. Here's the thing. Go ahead.
Here's the thing.
I was
on that.
Told I don't listen well this week. I want to make
no,
sure.
No, you're doing great. Here's the thing. On the elections, in my opinion, my humble opinion, Marylanders stood up and said, Democrat Marylanders stood up and said to David Trone, you keep telling us that you're spending your money on the election. You're not taking any money from anywhere else. And you outspent Angela Alsobrooks 10 to 1. 60 million of your money to 6 million of her money. And hers was raised by grassroots, knocking on doors, kicking down tables, and asking people for money. And yours was, I wrote the check so nobody can say I was bought and paid for. And the citizens of Maryland and the Democratic Party said, dude, $60 million, what are you doing that for?
You know who got rich from that money? Because we never talk about that.
The commercials, the producers of commercials.
WBAL, WJZ, Fox 45,
yeah,
Channel 2.
Yeah,
they
God
all,
bless.
Facebook, another local company,
yep.
Took all of this money.
All the
that
ads.
Could have been 60 guys like you donating $1 million a piece. That
right.
Could have happened too.
That's right.
But it didn't happen that way.
Nope.
It happened. So, like, to my point, they go out and do all this grassroots to give the money to Hearst Corporation.
That's
or
right.
Whoever, Westing, I don't even know who the hell owns
it. Whoever it is, to get them to say.
It's a media play.
Exactly.
That's my point. And
of
these
course.
Are the same people who have press credentials and I don't. And I own an FCC license,
it.
Just like they do an answer to the government to serve the public.
I'm with you 100%. And so I think Marylander Democrats said, wait a minute, we want a gal who's fighting for the citizens of the Democratic Party. We don't want a guy that owns liquor stores telling us how great he is because he's rich and can buy and thinks he can buy an election.
Let me say something nice about David Trone. Because
might be a good guy. I don't know him.
Yeah, it was, I got it. Well, this plays right into a good story. Okay, so hang with me here.
Yeah,
I've never. I don't know much about David Trone. I've never met him. I've seen the signs in his district when I've driven west. You know, sure. So, and you know, Google him. Like Angela Alsobrooks, a lot of my friends supported her through parties for her, different things. And I tried to get both of them on, and I failed. I mean, their people never really got back to me. Right, so I'm not. You know, no offense, but like I'm only going to ask three different times and, you know, and maybe Angela will come on now. Larry Hogan, same thing. Just so you know, Tom Kelso, everybody knows that I've had Tom Kelso on as a Maryland Stadium Authority. He's running Hogan something. I don't want to say it wrong, but he's doing something with Larry. He's very connected to Larry. We're working on getting Larry Hogan on. So I'm hoping to have them both on and, I suspect I will, but so I've never met Angela Alsobrooks. Larry Hogan did my event. I mean, I know Larry Hogan well.
Sure.
I don't agree with Larry Hogan politically. I thought the military ads were really, you know, like, you know, like, dude. And I don't know if you know my skin color or not, but I'm Hispanic. My people came here from another, and I point that out. And when I do, I get called names for
doing
that.
Here?
But I don't.
Did they
I don't,
swim
like,
across the Rio Grande?
I don't. My father came here sort of. My brother certainly didn't come here the absolute, you know, straightest way, you know, like people come here under all sorts of circumstances.
I get it.
They come here for a better life.
Oh, I get that. And asylum has its value, but invasion is a little too much. Millions and millions of people walking
understood.
In is a little too much.
But you know what? If you're Larry Hogan and you've been the governor of the state and you're trying to be attractive to people, you know, the military garb at the border and standing next to the machine. Like, I don't need all that. If you're Larry Hogan, be Larry Hogan and be a good senator.
Well,
and,
now he's got
be a senator
now
for
he's got,
everybody,
what, six
Larry.
Months?
You
he's
know,
got 6 months. What do we have?
Listen, Larry will sit with me if he's as honorable as I think he is.
We got 5 months for him to be.
And I have no reason to think Larry won't be honorable other than the last time I saw him, he said, I already did your show last year. Okay,
right.
That's literally the last words out of Larry Hogan's mouth to me.
Right, well,
so
it's time
that.
To do it this year because
yeah, well,
it's a general election.
Because he's running, right. And I get to ask him about why he thought that commercial would be attractive to me and my wife. But nonetheless, and I'll do all of that. But Trone, he's no longer in this, so let's talk.
Right.
I ran into him at Fadley's. So this gives me a chance to say that the Crab Derby moved from Wednesday to Friday. We're going to be at Fadley's. Have you been to the new Fadley's yet?
I have not been to the market.
Have you been to the new Lexington Market yet?
I've been to the market. But not since Fadley's was
open. So they're
in
the
open.
Front now with the deck.
Yep.
And it's really lovely. And you can see the stadium. It's three blocks away. Come by, get a crab cake, a beer. But so we're doing the crab races Friday. But last Thursday night, this was one of the most beautiful things, Leonard. Bill Devine has been battling some. He's, you know, in his 90s. He's battling some health issues. He had a surgery, like major surgery 3 weeks ago. He had not been in his new store. And they wheeled him in. He's doing great.
Geez.
Yeah, he's
wow.
doing good. So he got to see it with 400 people there. The whole market was shut down. It was a VIP kind of thing.
Yeah.
And BJ Surhoff, who's a part of the crab thing, I talked to him. And a lot of listeners of mine and friends. It wasn't like a celeb. Don Moeller and his wife, beautiful wife Linda. People were there, right? And we're mingling and we're having some food. They served us too much food and, you know, it was all that. And I looked up and I literally was talking to BJ Surhoff and having like a crab cake. My wife's like, hey, that's David Trone.
Mm.
And Dutch had given like a little speech, but nobody could hear it because the PA wasn't good. So
right.
Then I know Dutch and yeah, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
So I went, you'll love this. You're just going to love this. And Mr. Rubenstein's representatives could love this too because they're listening now. I went over to Dutch and just gave him the, hey, Dutch, how are you? And I was like really looking to introduce myself to David Trone.
Right.
And they didn't have food and they weren't eating and they were just talking to two of them. And I went over and I said, hey, David, I'm Nestor Aparicio. First time I'm Venezuelan and you had a Polar Un Tipo Cerveza, Un Popular that I loved that I bought in Miami at his stores. His stores were in Fort Lauderdale. So I'm like, I always got my Venezuelan beer in your Florida store. I'm appreciative of that. It's the only place in the world outside of Caracas and Maracaibo that I could get it. So I love it. So Dutch says to him the thing that I would love that if I die today and it were on my tombstone, and I would credit Dutch Rupersberger. If you ever get a statue built when I'm gone, like Erie the Envelope or Van Gogh, they ever do that for me, do it in Dundalk if you do it somewhere. Do it
at
East Point Mall if you
of course.
Where the bowling alley is. But underneath of it, Dutch says to David Trone, who has no idea who I am, and I have no idea, and I'm not impressed
right.
one way or another.
Right.
I just wanted to get him on the show and meet his representative.
Yep. Yep.
Dutch says to him, elbows me, says, he's real Ballmer. That, literally, that's all he said. Dutch
right.
elbowed him and said, he's real Ballmer.
There you go.
And I said, Dutch, hang on a minute. I want to grab my wife, and I just want to bring her over here and have you say that to David Trone, now the not winner of the, you know, Democratic Senate primary. But nonetheless, that was the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
There you
Dutch Ruppersberger introducing me to a guy he's politically trying to aid as he's real bald.
So
if somebody were to say to David Rubin, say he's real bald, you know, like that's all I want people to say.
That's
he's
right.
real bald.
So right, let's get into a number. Hang on. Let's get into a number. You ready?
Go ahead.
This is, I find this amazing. I just looked this up. In 1789.
Okay.
A senator in the United States government got a $6 a day per diem while in session. $6 a day. That was from 1789 to 1815. In 1855, they made $3,000 a year. $3,000 a year. In 2014, a U.S. senator makes $174,000 a year. Okay? Explain to me, as a capable individual business owner who invests money in his business to get a rate of return, to spread news and information, and to have a life for you and your family that you want for your future, why anyone would spend $61 million of their own money to get a job that pays $174,000 a year? I don't understand the math. Can you help me with that?
Well, I mean, that's for him to explain, and he didn't win.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so
here's my thing. There's something about power. There's something about fame. There's something about the opportunity, I believe, when you become a senator, to make a fortune in your family and your life. And what I see is there are a lot of senators that come and go in Washington because they can't stand when they get there what's going on these days. It's really tragic. Public service is not what it was.
Well, I mean, I was going to run for mayor, and under the circumstances that Sheila was going to win expressly, Sheila, I believe, when I went to bed Monday night, was going to win. Tuesday night, and I wake up, and Brandon won. I don't, good, bad. I get along
well,
with Brandon.
I'm thrilled that the people
of Brandon did not come
Baltimore.
On. Sheila did. I mean, I offered Brandon equal time, and he didn't
I
come
agree,
on, so.
But I still say I am thrilled with the limited number of voters who came out in Baltimore City and said, we don't want to put a convicted criminal back in a seat of government. They did that in Washington, D.C. with a guy named Marion Barry. Didn't work out so well. I don't care. I know she's paid her restitution. I get it. I think it should disqualify you from the seat. You know, criminal conviction, not overturned, not on appeal, not a hit job, a criminal conviction for something she did, which was blatantly terrible, although small, and that makes it even more terrible. I was talking to somebody about this a couple weeks ago, and they said, my God, if you're going to steal and get caught, at least steal $1 million. Don't steal a couple hundred of gift cards.
Yeah, it is. And I had her on, and she's much more charming than the media part, like, and
I
capable
still think,
in a lot of ways,
course,
in many
she
people's
made,
minds, right?
She was stupid.
But
was
I don't disagree
thing.
With you that I would not have pulled the lever, right?
No,
like,
that's
and
right.
I think part of it, and again, I think some people abstained, just said, I don't like either. And that,
that's right.
And that's your, that I can't vote for a winner, so I'm not going to vote for. I mean, that's like me right now with Angelos and Bisciotti locking me out. Like,
yep.
Neither one can be a winner for me. Like, you say pick one or the other, like,
no.
I'm appalled by the concept of it, right?
Right. The fact that these are my choices is not good.
So for me,
we got a presidential election coming up like that.
The amazing part, Leonard, and I sell marketing for a living, and dare I would say to any of my sponsors, right, of Wise Marks, whatever, that it works or it doesn't work, or you're getting the word out. Here's the thing that's amazing. David Trone spent his $60 million. All these people spent all of this money saying, please support me, us, my party, F Joe
my
Biden, F Donald Trump. Let's vote, go vote
what I'm
guns. I'm Robin
for.
Ficker. I love Trump. Come support me. I'm pro Biden. I'm anti this. I love the Alsa Brooks. Any of that, all that I've done, I've given hundreds of hours to politics here in the last 6 months. The amazing part, all the ads, every ad that comes, every freaking text. Oh my God, stop effing. That's the best part of today. That should be my status, right? So all of this that goes on, and I walked into where I voted, and I got applause when I walked in, like literally, because I looked like I was the first one that had been there in 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Boy and I went out.
No one
We
was
were
in the
in and out
lot.
in
No one there,
2 minutes.
no one parked, no
Nope.
one in, no one out. I didn't see, it's like it was a private voting place
Same
for
here.
me.
Same here.
And I'm a mailer and whatever, but I put it on the calendar and wanted to go do it, right? I wanted
Absolutely.
to physically do it, not because I believe Donald Trump has screwed up the US postal
I get
system
it.
because he has, or not because I believe they won't count my, I don't believe any of that. I just wanted to go vote. And even when I got there, they're like,
Absolutely.
do you want digital or paper? And I'm like, give me paper. I want paper. And I don't know why. And I'm not thinking why. I'm like, that's because what I'm used to when I'm here. Just give
Right.
me
I
the, you know,
chose the digital to see how it worked. It
I
was
got me the
quite
hell
easy.
out of the office to go
Right.
vote, right? Like
Right.
it felt good to me,
Well,
but
here's another
it
thing.
felt bad to me when I got there and my voting experience was tumbleweed. And then I woke up in the morning and said, nobody voted. I go back to what you said.
That's right.
Nobody voted. So all of these texts, all of this brush, all of this media, all this conversation, all of these debates,
And
all of the
nobody
money
came out.
spent, all the whatever corruption or not corruption, whatever you think, 60 million of this or 6 million of that, whatever, all going to TV Hill, all going to like all of that. And then the activation is we didn't sell any bobbleheads.
That's
We
right.
we didn't even sell any pizza. Like what we w like what happened? That's really the story, is that
It's
people
amazing.
are fatigued by
Indifferent,
their own freedom.
indifferent. And that's right. You know, people come here from all over the world and can't believe this opportunity to vote for who you want, not who you have to.
Yeah.
And yet people don't get out and do it. They bitch. People bitch and complain a lot, but they don't go out when it matters and do anything about it. And then they keep squawking. I say to people, if you didn't vote, I don't want to hear what you have to say.
Letter
I could care
Raskin is
less what
here.
you have
He
to
will
say.
handle your money. He's Raskin Global. We, you know, this is kind of fun. We didn't do any baseball. We didn't do any like Preakness. I'm doing Preakness all week. I have Bob Baffert on. I'm doing baseball. We have the NFL schedule coming out, so we'll do that next week, you and I. But anything
Absolutely.
else on the political side? Was there anything that I'm sort of shocked that Sheila didn't win?
Now,
A,
you know what
I'm
also
shocked enough
blows
few
my
people
mind?
voted. Like
Yeah,
I.
I also look at the week before. The week before we had early voting, you know, and think about all the money that has to be spent to set up the places and get the people there and the machines and the electricity and the
We give
time
everybody a chance and nobody does it,
and
right?
We had less than 5% of the people came out for early voting and precious few more on the actual election day. It's astonishing. People take this country and their rights and their privileges for granted so much that it's become the norm not to vote rather than to vote. And that is a sad commentary on our
It's
population.
not good. It's just not
It's
good. It's
exactly
not.
right.
It's
I don't
not
care,
good.
Democrat,
And
Republican,
everywhere I
it's
go,
not good.
misinformed, ill-informed, or willfully ignorant, or willfully uninformed,
Just
it is.
ignorant, a hugely ignorant population.
Yeah, please let you know. It scared the hell out of me when I wrote the second Ravens book, and I went down to the beach, and these are people with purple castles and purple everything, and they didn't say to me, "I'm not interested in the Ravens," or "I don't like you," or "I don't like Brian Billick," or "I didn't like John Harbaugh," or Joe. They said to me, "I don't read books." And I'm
Right,
like,
right.
and that was a black, white, universal, male,
Doesn't
female, young,
matter.
old. This were Raven fans. This was Raven. This was a
People
Raven convention. And
know
I wrote a book
precious
to
nothing.
expressly give them more color, information,
They don't
background
care.
on something they love, but it was a
Nope.
book and they don't read books.
Nope.
And that freaked me out. And it freaks me out every time I bring John Eisenberg on, or, you know, this week I had an author named Dan Schlossberg on. He covered Hank Aaron, you know, author. I
Yep.
had Tim Wendel, who was a baseball author forever, wrote all of these great baseball books,
Nobody
wrote a
cares.
book here. Like books, authors, learning, it's important for every. And I know, listen, on the money side of things, this is one of your pitches, is that, and to me, and you saw this in action. We got together with our accountant the other night, you, me, my wife, and our team. You
Yes.
have a financial team you put together for
Absolutely.
me. So it's a good plug for you as well. And I promise to pay all my bills. but that you would put together a team that so we could sort of get this thing right.
Yep.
And so many people make the mistake of thinking, guessing, worrying. I'm one of those guys. I am smart enough and old enough to know, and I said this to Joe, I'll never, it's Chinese literature
That's
to
right.
me.
That's
and
right.
Bishotti once said something really smart to me, and I don't want to like totally quote it, but I'll give you the
yeah, sure.
the gist of it is that you're never going to, and I'm completely
it's okay
murderizing this, but if you don't play the guitar and it's a hobby, don't think it's a vocation. Like,
that's
don't
right.
Turn your, if you're good at football, give your money to someone else, because someone else can professionally do that in the same way you want a dentist, a doctor. You
That's right.
Don't think that you can handle your own teeth. Nobody believes
that's
that,
right.
but they believe they can do their own money. They believe they can do
Absolutely.
things that they're not
Absolutely.
truly expert on. And I think one of the real parts that you know you're a grown up is knowing what you don't know, and then turning that over to people like Joe. And Joe's sitting there, when you pick the widget of the EBITDA and the BITDA, and I'm like, dude,
just,
you know,
I don't
like,
need
I
to know how the,
tried. I'm
I don't need to
55,
know how the
and
watch
I
works. Just
understand
tell me what
basic
time it is.
math, and I
Tell me what
understand
time it
that
is.
if I bring in an extra $100,000 of revenue this year, 25 to 33% of it's going out the back door in this state, in this situation, and you're going to tell me how we're going to send that to the state, and we're just going to write a check, and I don't need it all explained to me, because I really am challenged to understand it in the same way
That's right.
that some folks are really challenged to understand the infield fly rule, spin rate, but they just don't want to know that. They just want
They
to root
just
for
want
Adley
to
Rutschman.
watch the game and see the score.
Right,
Watch
exactly.
chicks dig the long ball.
Yeah, they just want to have fun at the game. They don't need to read the form at the racetrack,
That's
but they're
right.
betting on the race. And
Because the horse
that
is
is
good
a
looking.
great – but there is your analogy. They
Because of
don't
the
know
jockey
any
colors.
they don't know anything about the sport. They're
Nothing.
betting against experts
That's
who
right.
read the form
That's
in
right.
odds, and they're
Well, you know,
pissing their money away, or they're
there's a
taking a
book.
chance they shouldn't,
Yeah, there's a
right?
book. It's called The Wisdom of Crowds.
There you go.
And the betting window is one of the classic wisdom of crowds. The odds are there for a reason. The knowledgeable bet on the favorites. That's how they become the favorites. The long shots are there because they don't usually win. Now, should you take a flyer on one? Sure, go ahead. But more often than not, closer to the favorites will win the race because they're better horses. And people that know. Now, on
Girardi
any
told me
given day,
the winner, the favorite wins 30% of the time.
there you
That's
go.
what I heard last week.
And any given day, there's going to be an upset. So 18-1 in the Derby was a pretty good get.
Tell me what you do in handling money, because
that's what
I've
we
given
do.
You a nice little plug here.
That's what we do.
Putting
We
a
handle
team
money.
together to make sure I don't
When you're a
do stupid
business
things,
owner,
right?
when you're a business owner, we help you put a board of directors, a board of advisors together to make sure that when you understand how the widgets are made, you can focus on making the widgets and have a team of people around you to help you understand all the rest of what you need to know about the profit when it comes in from the widget sales. And too many business owners are see everything, CEO, CIO, CFO, COO.
Guilty.
They run every part of their business, and they're also still buying the paper clips at Staples. And you need people that do that, that are better than you at doing it. And you need a professional team around you to help you strategize what to do and how to grow and how to be in the future an entrepreneur and a business owner with success. Most business owners get into business because they love something. They have a passion, and they turn it into a vocation, as you were saying about Bishotti. They turn the passion into a vocation, and then they generate revenue, and then the revenue grows, and then they don't know what the heck to do next. And they either stay stuck at a certain level or they grow. And when they grow, they then don't know what to do. And as you said, you got to put a team of people around you that are expert at it to help you go to the next level. You know, someone once said, you can't get where you want to go by doing the things that got you to where you are. You have to do something different, take a next step. And that next step might be bigger, harder, but you can't keep doing what you're doing and expect to get anywhere different. So we help people get to the different. We help them to get to the bigger, better. And we help people have their American dream, to have the success they want, the life they want, and let their job or their business be a tool for that rather than all of that. And that's what it's about, man. We help people handle their money to do that.
Letter Raskin is Raskin Global. I'm wearing the shirt here. If I get so You gonna do some baseball soon, or what's happening
Yeah.
here? Yeah,
Well,
you getting
got
there?
a little business trip coming up. We got a little business travel coming up, but we'll be back. And I'm not a 65 degree rainy Oriole day guy. I'm not that dedicated.
Are you
I'm
a
a
92 degree, hot as
no,
hell?
no,
I'm
no,
not either, but I was 2 weeks ago. We had a pretty good
no.
time, you
Right. It
know?
was a little crazy weather snafu. I am a sunny 80, sit out there and enjoy the game, or a nice Friday, Saturday evening, nice breeze blowing through the park. Enjoying a lemonade, watching the O's. That's my thing.
All
We'll
right.
get
Well,
out there soon enough.
I'm trying to figure my way back in certain circumstances, and Leonard is smiling at that.
Got to go
I'm
to
gonna be
Mr. Big.
writing,
Got to
yeah, I'm
go
gonna be writing
direct.
a letter to Mr. Rubenstein
Got to go direct.
soon. Yeah,
Got to go direct.
I'm gonna have to
It's
write a
time.
letter, co a
It's time.
columnist. It's time. And
A
I
nice
can't
letter. I don't
a
know what your
true
people are
letter.
telling you. I don't know what your people are telling you, but here's who I am and what's going on. Let's talk. Let's break bread.
Yeah, I'm trying. I've got
He's
the
got a
bread, the
show. He's
wine,
got
and
a show on Bloomberg TV. Tell
I
him you want to
know.
be a guest on his show.
You think
Let him
that's the
interview you
method?
for a half hour. Then you can interview him. Yeah, tell him you want to be a
I'm sure
guest on
he
his show.
wouldn't see that as equitable, but that's fine.
Hey,
But it would be.
it's
I'd
an
have good
ask.
questions for him.
Right, it's an ask. I don't
Well,
know. I don't know the man. If I did, I'd already called him for you.
The most amazing thing is if he sat with me, I would have an hour. It would be the best hour conversation he's ever had publicly
Right.
because it would be about not about what he thinks of outfielders or how he felt
Right.
about my cousin. I want to know what his plan is. I want to know
Right.
what are you doing here? Like what? And then follow up.
He's spraying
Not
people.
with a
He's
script, not
doing
handing
Mr.
his
Splash.
questions to his handler.
No.
Like literally sit and say, "Why do you love Baltimore? How did you get into this? Who called you? What were you
Right.
doing with John Angelos last summer and telling everybody that you weren't involved and telling people in the media that
I
you
don't know if
weren't
he's going to
involved and
answer
how
that.
dare you?" Well, I mean, right. Weren't you going to get into the Nationals thing with Leonsis? What happened there? And tell me about your business. And do you own, what do you own? How did you get rich with this car lot? Tell the people in Dundalk about this who haven't Googled you and don't watch Bloomberg News. And you
Right.
know what? Don't read books. Let's.
He might answer some of those. I'm sure he'll answer some of those, and some of them he'll tell you can't talk about. But
And
the
that's
idea
fine.
is,
And then I'll
right,
move
the
on.
idea is you got to have that sit
What are you going
down.
to
I
do with the
think it's
$600 million? What's the
that's right.
idea here?
It's worth the
How
conversation.
important was that in the deal to get the John Angelos thing? How, you know,
That's right.
like that's all. Yeah.
That's it. I'm with you. I'd call him if I knew
And here's the one thing I would tell his people if they were listening,
Yeah.
because no one listens.
But everybody hears.
Everyone here. Yeah, exactly. You're
I
catching
got
on.
it.
You're
I
catching
got it.
on.
I got it.
The other thing I would say is I am of the understanding that he doesn't really know a lot of. He doesn't want to talk about Cal Ripken or Scott Erickson or the big loss to, you know, Benitez giving up the home run to Fernandez or,
He
you know,
knows about it.
how
He
Willie
knows.
Stargell in '79 made him feel, or was he at the vet in '83 with me? Because he probably wasn't. Because my understanding is if I sat and really talked baseball with him, is he is a limited vernacular to
Well,
discuss spin rate. So you, what I'm saying is he's not a
yeah.
baseball host, so I wouldn't come at him with
No,
that.
you know,
I'm
you
not
just have a conversation.
I would not be looking to embarrass him on the
That's
air. I'd
not
be
the
looking to
goal.
praise him on the air and find out what
Absolutely.
we have in common
Absolutely.
other than being from
Absolutely.
Baltimore and
Right. So
loving the Orioles.
I think you need to break bread and then you need to say, okay, let's have a real conversation
Right,
and we'll
right,
talk to each
right.
other
All
like
right, you
men.
work on that. Listen, your people have. I'll tell you what,
I'll have my
Mike.
people call his people. We'll see what we can get done.
I'll tell you what Michael Arougheti's PR person told me on opening
Yeah,
day. I
yeah.
saw Michael Arougheti, one of the other owners. He's the guy
Right,
that bought all the
right.
beer. I
Yep.
handed him my business card, and I said, "Hi, I'm Nestor Aparicio. I do sports radio here. I've done sports media for 30 years. I'd love to just say hello." He took my card. He handed it to a woman,
Yeah.
and he turned his back and walked away. And the woman put her hand out and said, he said, "Meet Priscilla," is what he said. He said, "This is Priscilla. This is Priscilla." And Priscilla gave me the limp handshake, took my card and said, took the card from him
Right.
because he didn't want to touch the card. He gave it to her and literally gave it to her. And she said, "We'll be in touch." And she turned and moved, and she hadn't been in touch, and it's been 6 weeks. So,
Well,
you know, so
let's
that
call
was my
Priscilla.
approach to the one of the
Let's
so
call
you're saying
Priscilla.
like, let's go up and break bread, and so don't think that I
Hey,
haven't
I get it.
don't
I
think that
get
I
it.
haven't tried to break
How about
bread,
that
you
guy,
know.
Cal Ripken? What about him?
I love Cal Ripken. I've offered him a crab cake, and that's a standing offer with him.
Right.
John Maroon's had a couple of crab cakes with me,
But
and I
is he
love John.
involved? Is he involved?
Is John involved?
Yeah.
John's involved with Maroon, what John does.
No, but I'm saying with Rubenstein.
No, no,
no.
No,
so that
John.
doesn't. I'm talking about Cal's an owner. Grant Hill's an owner.
Okay. I mean, I love
I'm just
Calvin.
Trying to. I'm just
Calvin
trying
was
to get
great to
there.
me.
I'm just trying to get there. That's all.
Never met Grant Hill. Calvin Hill was a beautiful guy.
Right. Well.
Yeah.
Well. You know, they're owners.
Kurt Schmoke. Kurt Schmoke, right?
Is he part of the team?
He was in the box opening day, and like,
well,
yeah, man,
isn't he
I
the
think
isn't he the president of the University of Baltimore?
my alma mater,
You and me, baby. You
the
and
Mighty
me.
Bees.
So
All right.
talk to Kurt.
All right.
He knows David.
All right.
I'm just thinking of entrees. Two Kevin Bacon, right?
How
Two
about
degrees
this?
of separation
How
of
about this?
Baltimore.
I own a radio station. I do a show. You credential my employee
Right.
who. Tell me why you credential him and don't me.
Don't
Tell me
get crazy.
why.
They might drop him.
How about Tuesday night? Tuesday night, Luke couldn't cover the game.
They
You know
might
why he
drop
couldn't
him.
cover the game?
I know.
He was the deacon in his church,
Oh,
and it's
geez.
the monthly meeting at his church on Tuesday night.
Yep.
Luke is a man of God, and I
Okay.
love Luke, and Luke loves the Lord, and Luke serves the Lord, and Luke is the deacon at his church, and he takes it very, very seriously,
Yep.
especially on Sundays when the Ravens are,
Sure.
play. You know what I mean? Like he's
Yep.
very, so I'm ultra respectful of that. He doesn't have to go to the Oriole game that night, right? Like, you know what
Right.
I mean? Like, and he goes to the Oriole game every night, right? So like my seat sits empty because they won't let me in it.
I get it.
It's insane. I mean, I don't even know what else to say. It's just, it doesn't, and whatever reason they give, it's because I'm a bad guy. And they've been telling people I'm a bad guy for 20 years,
I
and the
got it.
same people are there. So when people ask me why I don't have a press credential at this point, the same people are there, and I'm getting the same sort of
See, it's that deep
situation.
state. It's that bureaucracy. It's not the president. It's the bureaucracy.
Yeah, I said to my wife because I was moved by this, shall we say, on
Yeah.
Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
I said to her, it's just, it's not surprising. At all, it's disappointing.
Yes.
You know, I've
Terrible.
put Oriole gear on. I've been back down there spending money, pulling my credit card
Yep.
out, giving them fair treatment on the air. I mean,
Yeah.
like, they're the best baseball team I've ever seen in this city in my lifetime, by far, including any Ripken, Palmer, Brooks, my cousin, whatever. This is a great time for them to reach to everyone. You want to be inclusive and use the flag of inclusivity. Include everyone, even
I'm
the
with you.
people you don't like, even the
That's
people
right.
that criticize you justly, and even the people that for 20 years you've been telling everybody in the world that I'm a bad guy. I'm not a bad guy.
I'm
You
with
were
you
a bad
100%.
organization run by a bad guy. So, and I'll that could be on my tombstone too. But I still love Dutch saying to David Trone,
He's real
he's real
Palmer.
Baltimore. That, you know,
He's
just
real Palmer.
that was the most awesome. I love you, Dutch. Thank you. That's
There
that
you
if you
go.
get no other message and I deteriorate and disintegrate today,
He's real
he's real
Palmer.
Baltimore. That's all you need to know. Leonard
Amen,
Raskin,
brother.
he's real Baltimore too. He's the other side of the
Absolutely.
Northwest. I'm Southeast. We meet
Exactly.
somewhere in the Towson in the Beltway and get together.
On the Key Bridge.
No.
On the new bridge. We'll meet on the new bridge.
You know what? That new bridge, when it happens, is going to be a big day.
It's
You
going to be
know,
a big
it's going to be a
day.
big day for whomever the governor is, whomever the
That's
mayor,
right.
like, but it's going to be a big day, I think, for the citizens here. I think it's a big
That's right.
day to shine for Baltimore. So I do hope that just like you and I've gotten together, Republican and Democrat, you know, the last, that they can all get together and play nice, like the Orioles should be
Kumbaya,
playing nice with
kumbaya.
me and like find a way to make it work and be nice to each other, you
Amen.
know? So I'm all for being nice. More
All right,
kindness
man.
gets you further. And even though we're not going to have mechanical crabs, we're not going to be nice to the crabs on Friday.
Too
Come on
bad.
down and participate in the Crab Derby. Get a
It's good
Pac-Man
eating.
scratch off.
That's good eating.
I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking crab cakes in Baltimore Positive.